Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. Had a massive few weeks. Massive. Oh my God, I can't even tell you how much has been going on for me, and it's still very raw. And it's been filled with all matter of clusterfuckness. So death and health stuff, not with me but with people I love, home stuff, work stuff, like it's all just been this volcano. And I've been trying, I mean, there's things that I accept, but I've been trying to control some aspects of it. And there's been some good stuff too, right? I launched Make Some Noise and it went flying up the charts. And I had a really great response to the launch. So that's been amazing. If you haven't listened to it, go and check it out, because it's actually, I feel like it's really good. The sand is really soft and soggy today, so I'm a bit short of breath and I'm really weary. I'm exhausted. And last night was a full moon here. And a friend contacted me and asked if I wanted to go down for a full moon thing on the beach, and I did, and then I needed to. I was pacing around the house anxiously, which I've been doing a lot lately. Just pacing, pacing, pacing. And Miko had said, you know, I came in and they were doing bath time, and I'd said, what's happening? And Miko said, what's happening? And I said, oh, I'm just pacing, you know. And he was like, go out. And around the same time, a friend had messaged me to ask if I was going to this full moon thing on the beach. And being in my little bubble of anxiety, I hadn't noticed it was even on. So I went down and it was really what I needed, just to lie outside on the beach looking at the moon. And it's been, I've just been thinking about surrender. I wrote an Instagram post and I think I'm going to read it to you, because words are not my friend at the moment. What happens when we stop fighting what isn't and start surrendering to what is?
What happens when we allow ourselves to free fall? What happens if instead of keeping our head above water, we allowed ourselves to sink to the bottom? Now, let it be known I'm okay. There's no need for concern here. I'm not fragile or vulnerable or about to do something drastic. I'm not depressed. I'm cracked open, wide open. What do you do when nothing seems to be going right? You stop trying to control things. It's this need to control that causes the suffering. I'm going to say that again. It's the need to control that causes the suffering, not what is actually going on. Last night, I reached the point where I'm so weary from trying. There's no energy to push anymore. So I'm just going to lie back and float, have a rest. Allow life to take me where it will. Allow life to come to me. I'm done visualizing. I'm done aligning with my vision. I'm done making it happen. I'm done with all the work, because sometimes it's fucking bullshit. What is for you won't go by you. And equally, what isn't for you will never arrive. Sometimes all we can do is let go. There is no and or so that. Just let it go. Taking the next few days for me to sing, to walk on the beach, to paint, to write, to play, to float in the pool, to lean back and feel weightless. This weight I've been carrying needs to be set down. It's time for a breather. See you on the other side. Don't worry, Mum, I'm okay. So, this is how I'm feeling right now. I feel like I've been trying so hard to be seen, trying so hard to find my value, find my thing, just trying so hard to make shit happen, trying so hard to align with where I want to be, trying so hard to control outcomes. You know, I don't even know what I would create if I wasn't creating for somebody else. I just don't know. And I have thought about not recording this and just stopping. Just putting the brakes on. But the truth is, I don't know who I am without this. I don't know whether I'm doing this for the right reasons. I don't know. Part of me wants to just exist without the struggle, without the suffering. You know, and the suffering is all just caused by my mind, by this voice inside it that tells me I deserve more, that tells me what I should have, what I should do. You know, last night I was on a call with my friend Callie, and even with all this work, I still don't know who I am underneath all of this conditioning. You know, there's a reason that my message is find your frequency, right? Because sometimes I've got no fucking idea what mine is. And I've spent a lifetime looking for it. So what happens if I stop looking? What happens if I stop needing? What happens if I just stop and sit down and rest my weary head? What if I don't know, maybe nothing would happen. Or maybe it would open up a window of opportunity. Maybe instead of me trying to figure out what people want from me. I just allowed them the space to come and ask me for what they want from me. I don't have any answers here, but I do know what I'm doing right now, or what I have been doing, trying to control things, holding on with such a tight rein. It's not working. It's not working. Sometimes I feel completely invisible, completely alone, completely misunderstood. And so I try to be seen, try to make people understand. What if instead I just lived this life day to day, allowed things to unfold? I don't know. I don't have any answers, but I do have a lot of questions. So I'm just gonna take some time for me right now. I'm gonna let go of the reins. Lean back and float. Just chill the fuck out. Control is an illusion, right? It's like, I have no control. And I have all the control. It's like, just this life is just this constant duality, right? I have no control over what happens, and I have full control over my reaction to what happens. So instead of resisting, trying to manipulate life into the way that I see, I'm just going to see what it brings to me. All right, well, that's it from me today. Bit depresso, but it's where life is at the moment. And in fact, it's not depressing. It's actually acceptance, a totally different thing. All right, I'm going to go chill the fuck out. Have fun. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.